Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. The podcast that gives you a valuable business lesson before you finish your morning cup of coffee with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of The $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check out our free courses, our free guides over at 100mba.net. And in today's lesson, you will learn why you should spoil your subscribers, your email subscribers. Providing consistent value to your email subscribers is a surefire way to make sure you have continuous sales. I'll explain exactly what I mean and how to do this in today's episode. I'll show you how a lot of people don't spoil their email subscribers and how it affects their business negatively. We got a lot to cover today, so let's get down to business. Today's episode is sponsored by TheDrawShop.com, my favorite whiteboard video creators. The DrawShop is the world leader when it comes to whiteboard explainer videos. This is a great way to convey your message in a clear and valuable way to your audience. They've created whiteboard explainer videos for Tim Ferriss, the United Nations, LinkedIn, Tony Robbins, Uber, and even Harvard University. And best of all, they're amazing to work with. We're actually creating our own whiteboard video for Webinar Ninja. I highly recommend them. So visit thedrawshop.com to start a risk-free powwow and speak to somebody who can help you build an amazing whiteboard video. Spoiling your email subscribers is a great way to build a relationship with your audience as well as build trust and rapport. It's also a great way to increase your conversions and your overall sales. Let me explain. When you create a culture in your business where you're constantly giving value to your audience. So for example, if you sign up for the $100 MBA's free course on idea validation, you become one of our email subscribers. And in our business, we feel like you're part of our community now. Even though you're not a buyer, even though you haven't bought any of our products, in our books, you're still part of our community. And as a subscriber, we like to spoil you. We constantly give you great value, great blog posts, great podcast episodes, guides. We'd like to provide you with great value that we create on a regular basis. It's part of our production schedule, is creating these great pieces of value to give our subscribers. And it's a part of our sales system. What I mean by that is that I'm cultivating a relationship with our subscribers. I'm constantly earning their trust by giving them more and more and more. I'm giving them things that I normally would sell. I'll give our subscribers a beta version of something that we're working on even. But the point here is that when I go to give them an offer, whether that's the $100 MBA program or something else that we're selling, I'm not only selling the actual product. I'm actually selling a part of the relationship. So I've built so much value already. It's almost like I've given the value up front. And now that I'm selling them something, they're more likely to buy because they feel like they've gotten already so much from you. So the more you spoil your subscribers, give them more value, the more likely they're going to want more from you and pay you money for it. This is something proven. This is something I've done over and over and over. So it's not only important to build your email list by offering great value, but also to continue to give value to those subscribers. The other thing to remember is that when you do offer them something for sale, you don't want to do it too often. In fact, in a span of a year, the number of emails that we send with an offer to our subscribers can be counted on one hand. We're talking about 3, 4, maybe 5 max. but we send around two or maybe even three emails a week to our subscribers. And each of those emails are valuable content, things that they would love to consume. I don't want to only use our business as an example. I want you to check out Paul Jarvis's website. It's pjrvs.com. Paul actually offered a guest lesson here on the $100 MBA show really early when we first started. You could check that out in today's show notes. If you're interested in knowing how to spoil your subscribers, don't only subscribe to our email list, also subscribe to Paul Jarvis's email list. I've learned so much by being a subscriber to his list, not only on how he writes his emails, but also how he treats his subscribers. The vast majority of the emails he sends are very, very valuable and very personal. His emails are short and concise, so it doesn't take too long for you to consume. So make sure you check out Paul Jarvis's work. I also recommend you check out Justin Jackson's work. His emails to his list are awesome as well. Justin Jackson was actually our first guest teacher, episode number 5 on the $100 MBA show. And his website is justinjackson.ca. He's Canadian. In fact, so is Paul. There are so many email lists that I've been on that do this absolutely wrong. They badger their email subscribers with offer after offer, not only their own products, but affiliate products, and it just doesn't make any sense to be on their list anymore. They don't cultivate any trust, any rapport, and it doesn't give me a chance to get to know them. The reason why I subscribe to an email list is so I can get to know this business, to know if we are a good fit together. If I feel like they're a good fit, I'll most likely buy something from them. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I want to give love to today's sponsor, The Draw Shop. We all know how powerful video marketing is, and one of the hottest ways to video market is with a whiteboard explainer video. And The Draw Shop is the leader in this market. Their whiteboard videos are real. Somebody's actually drawing on a whiteboard. It's not some sort of After Effects gimmick. And they're absolutely pro. And I know this firsthand because I'm working with them right now to create my own whiteboard video for Webinar Ninja. They make it super easy for you to nail your concept and create an effective video. They give you this great questionnaire for you to fill out. They help you with the scripting, the storyboarding, everything. And their pricing is plain and simple. If you want to join the likes of Arianna Huffington, Tim Ferriss, Tony Robbins, and Uber, then you need to check out thedrawshop.com. Best of all, you can start a free conversation with them. They call it a powwow, to find out if it's right for you. So head on over to thedrawshop.com to learn more and to start your risk-free powwow. I want to remind you the power of word of mouth. When you spoil subscribers, not only do they have a good opinion of you, but they also tell other people about you. I just did that with Paul Jarvis and Justin Jackson. I had a great experience being on their email list, and now I'm telling you, that is so extremely powerful, especially now with the power of social media and how communicative everybody is online. That's why I highly recommend dedicating a good amount of time in your business by providing free, valuable content to your audience regularly. Even if that's just once a week, sending them a short email telling them what you're up to, what you've been working on. Maybe answer some questions that people send and maybe answer them via our newsletter. But the point here is that you want to keep a strong connection. If you're not in touch, if you lose connection with your audience, you will lose their attention. It's just like any relationship. If you don't call, if you don't see your friends, you're going to lose touch. And it's going to be strange once you start talking to them again. You're going to have to catch up and make up for lost time. So even if you don't have a regular blog post or a video or a podcast episode to share, email them with a simple personal email, letting them know what you're up to and giving them some value, give them some advice. In whatever market you're in, you can add value. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope that helps. Guys, don't forget, tomorrow's Free Ride Friday, where we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community, a lifetime membership. Every week we do this. If you want to enter our weekly random draw, just drop us an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover and you'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. If you're on your computer or browser, just go to 100mba.net/show. Tomorrow, we're also going to be covering the 5 lessons I learned starting a SaaS business. That's Webinar Ninja. A SaaS is a software as a service. I'll be talking about some of the things I've learned and some of the reasons why you may want to start a SaaS business. But until then, guys, I want to leave you with this. Part of spoiling your subscribers or email subscribers is understanding that business, even if it's online, is a long-term game. You're investing in relationships. You're investing in trust because you know that trust is priceless. And if people trust you, you'll be able to have ongoing relationships. You're not only going to make one sale, you're going to make multiple sales throughout the years with them. And at the end of the day, if you're giving them valuable information, you're giving them information that you enjoy conveying. This is something that you are doing for a living. This is why you started this business in the first place, to help other people. And those who spoil their email subscribers see the big picture. They see the fact that by doing this now, it's an investment later on. It's all part of the package. It's all part of being a part of their community. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode, Free Ride Friday. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.